Tomorrow, health officials in the state of Maine will hold a series of emergency meetings to figure out what to do about their prescription drug program for people with low incomes. A court decision issued yesterday could shut it down, or at least force some dramatic changes. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
As prescription drug costs continue to rise, states have grown more aggressive about cutting the prices they pay for people in the Medicaid program for the poor. Maine has gone one step further. It set up a special program called Healthy Maine Prescriptions, the one that's in legal trouble. Healthy Maine Prescriptions allows people living at up to three times the poverty level to get discounts of up to 25% on their drugs. Kevin Concannon, commissioner of the Department of Human Services, says it's a good program for Mainers who see their Canadian neighbors paying much less for their drugs.
There are 111,000 Maine people in this program. That's in a state of a population of 1,250,000. And every drugstore in Maine accepts the card. It works very well for the consumer and for the retailers at the local level.
But it doesn't work well for the drug companies. They're being forced to sell their products at a discount, which is why they sued the state. And yesterday, a federal appeals court ruled that the program is an illegal expansion of Medicaid because the financial costs fall not on the government, as with Medicaid, but on the drug companies. Concannon will meet with state officials tomorrow to decide what to do.
Do we immediately suspend the program or reduce the program, or do we continue the program in anticipation of a rapid turnaround from the federal government approving a modified waiver?
If it looks like the court's concerns can be rapidly resolved, there will be no disruption. But if it's going to take time, the program could be suspended. Concannon suspects that drug companies are fighting Maine's program so hard because they're concerned that other states will try the same thing. Representatives of the prescription drug industry could not be reached for comment. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.